Well, let's move on to SummerSlam.
SummerSlam looks like it's starting with The Miz versus Daniel Bryan.
Nah, that's not going to be the rubber match. That's not going to be the opening match, you don't think, will it?
It would be a good way to start the show.
Because, you know, the show itself, because like that, they're going to have that pre-show match that's going to be 205 Live.
I hope not. That should be on the main one.
It's not going to.
I know, but.
All right, we'll go with your way.
All right. So, do you want to start with that?
Yeah, because we mentioned, but this should not be pre-show. Here, also, this is another match that, like, just the lead-up has been handled so poorly.
It has.
This is a match that when they said Daniel Bryan's coming back, everyone's like, we want to see that match. Everybody. They're like, who's he going to feud with? Big Cass? Who was before that? I don't remember.
It was just Big Cass forever.
No, there was someone before. I'm pretty sure there was somebody before. But then again, look what this says about Daniel Bryan's modern run. This was a match where everyone was like, we want to see this. We want to see Daniel Bryan versus Samoa Joe, right? We want to see Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles. We want to see Daniel Bryan versus Shinsuke, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. But that's like, we also want to see this payoff for this feud that's from Daniel Bryan's first day in WWE. And the buildup is him stealing Matt Hardy's fake baby throw. That was someone else's bit, man.
He caught it really well. He cradled the head. I was very impressed.
That was in Evansville, by the way, when that happened. Mm. In my hometown. I was there.
Were you pumped?
No, I was nothing. I was nothing about the whole thing.
I just hate the baby spot so much. I don't know if this has happened yet, but I just want someone to realize it's a fake baby midair and just slap it down.
Yeah, just spike it. Or do like an AJ Pele kick on it.
Even better. Back at them.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't care. But I want to say, going into SummerSlam, of the last however many of these we've done, I think this is a pretty good card. I'm going to say it.
It could
And
be.
I don't think I've ever said that before. I think it's a pretty good card, guys.
Oh man. Maybe.
Wow.
I know.
I wasn't opposing opinion.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting it.
You don't think it's good?
I could not care less about most of these matches.
Out of the three cards I'm excited for this weekend, these two, and then the Joey Janela's Lost in New York, this is definitely my least. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know what's on that card, but I mean, you could put, like, if there's any three options, it's the main WWE roster. It'd be the least.
You have Matt Riddle's last indie match with PCO, which is going to be very, very entertaining.
I don't know who that is.
He was the Pierre Carl Roulette.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm with you. Yeah, yeah.
He has a car battery now instead of a heart, according to his promos.
He's insane. I love it.
But he really made his comeback at the WrestleMania weekend this year.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be, but my point is, like, what is the third show that you could put next to this that would not be better? There's literally not one. It's WWE. It's so bad right now. I'm saying it's pretty impressive how bad it is right now that this is a pretty decent card.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sell you on it. Now, is it gonna be good? No, it's gonna be terrible. It's WWE's main event. It's gonna suck. It's gonna be terrible. But all of these except for, I'm looking, only one of these matches is bereft of some sort of stakes. And I think that's maybe two, but one of those two is interesting. So there's actual stakes. Daniel Bryan versus The Miz should be a huge match. It's nothing. That's terrible. But I bet it's really good because it's been such a long time coming. I bet these are the guys, these two guys, and unfortunately, Seth and Dolph are gonna be the two guys who are like, we're gonna steal this. Like, we're gonna make this show worth it.
Right.
I believe that. And I bet The Miz is going to be the best match he's had. And The Miz is never bad. He's one of those guys who gets shit on a lot. I think this match will look great. I think The Miz will put in some work. I think Daniel Bryan wins because he has to.
Most of the matches should be watchable, good. You know, fine. But, like, to your point, I don't have a reason to care about any of them.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, compared to the last card, what was the last one? Royal Rumble? No, WrestleMania. Mania. Come on. can we pull those match listings up next to this? Of how many zero stakes short builds were involved? Like, this card, at least these have builds to them.
I'm gonna tell you,
match by match. Match by match will be like, here's the stakes of this match.
I gotta tell you, I think the Miz is gonna win. I think they're gonna do some wonky finish, some screwjob finish, and prolong all of this.
They should. They 1,000. Why is, by the way, is the B team not on this card?
No.
B team and Braun Strowman are the only, and New Day are really the only guys who are like kind of making lemonade right now. Mm-hmm. Even the poor Miz, but the Miz has to do this other, he's promoting this other shit. Usually the Miz is in that group, but lately, doing the Matt Hardy move? Come on, bud.
I want somebody to come out dressed like a dog in a ref shirt to do the rough run.
I love it. Dude, I love how he's not letting that go and how no one gives a shit except for him. That's good work, man. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm not going to let this ref, because I think they announced him in Evansville as the star of Rough, Rough, Ref.
They did.
And then I think he mentioned it again like it was a real thing, which I fucking love. I fucking love it.
It's really great.
It's really good, but it's like also like it's a blip on that fucking show right now. So I've been eating a lot of watermelon at night lately, and whenever I think of SmackDown, I honestly think of I've been eating watermelon. That's bad, dude. That's not good.
Joe, who are you picking?
Oh god,
it's painful.
I think I want to see Daniel Bryan, but every other part of me says the Miz is gonna win. And it's going to be clean, of course.
I hope the Miz does win, because fuck Daniel Bryan. But I think he has to keep winning. They have to give him his rise back.
I'm going to take him.
Because here's what I want. What's the next show? Survivor Series, right? The next big one.
Mm-hmm.
And then Royal Rumble.
Oh, can we get Team Miz versus Team DB?
I want to... Yes.
And then they just have all the developmental dudes who are just like, I've only wrestled with WWE, and then you have all the indie heartthrobs.
It's a Miz, Corbin, and...
You have Miz, Corbin, and Reigns.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Ugh, I fucking hate it. Stop talking. <That's so nice. laughs> I want to see that Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe 3-way. I want to see it. I want to see it so bad.
That would be amazing.
And you know what? Fuck, please throw Shinsuke in there. Please throw Shinsuke in there too.
Maybe he'll try him then.
Why would he? You know what? We'll get to that later. That poor guy. Like that poor guy's entire life since he left New Japan. Like right now, he could have just won the G1 climax. You know he's got to think that, right? Like, I could have won G1. Why give it to the Ace? Why not give it to me? Me versus a butt. You know, like that's good shit. No one wants to see the Ace again. They want to see fucking Shinsuke.
Yeah, I'm tired of Tanahashi.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, oh, it's not. If it's not Ibushi's time, it'd make more sense. Like, Shinsuke's better.
That it should have been Suzuki. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, maybe. That's a good match.
An angry ball, man. It's yeah, so much better than Tanahashi again. All
right. So according to this site, the kickoff is going to be Rusev and Lana versus Zelina and Ellie Dolo in some sort of fucking intergender... I guess.
Mixed match challenge.
Aiden English gets beat up by everyone.
Oh, you've seen this show?
And then for some reason, Aiden English confuses Rusev.
Man, did you watch the ride along with Rusev and Lana and Aiden, and the other half was the Iconic Duo?
No.
Dude, I just said what it was though. Like, I don't watch that shit. It's like it's the Iconic Duo and Rusev and his wife English. Those two, Lana and Rusev, just like dote on him. Like you can tell they think he's just amazing. And I think it's so sweet. So I hope that doesn't happen.
He's giving up on the accent.
Who's that, Rusev?
Lana.
Oh no, they both. It goes in and out. Like they both go in and out. Pretty funny. Here's the thing, if this is a intergender, who gives a fuck? Alright? We don't care, next one. But Rusev has turned around since Royal Rumble. Like, I feel like since Royal Rumble, that dude, I'm kind of all in on. Like, and a lot of people were like, oh, in NXT, he's breaking the board with people's names on it. Listen, he wasn't good then. When he rode it on the tank, very impressive. He wasn't good then. He didn't have a good bit. His whole bit was literally foreign invader. So if you're thinking, he wasn't a great wrestler. So if you're thinking, was like, oh man, I love Rusev. What you really were saying is like, you love hating foreigners, right? Like, that's the real argument you're making. But since Rusev Day, he's done this thing, which I've said on every podcast, where he can make fun of himself, but still be considered entirely like a threat, like Kurt Angle did. That's a hard line to walk. And if you can walk it, I think you'll be wildly successful. Wildly successful. Because we all, and Stone Cold too. Stone Cold and The Rock were able to do it. Mick was able to do it. But like, notably, Sheamus. Yeah, but Sheamus' career been great. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know you would aspire for Sheamus' career. But I think Rusev, because he's able to make fun of himself and still be legit. Yeah, both of them. I mean, but yeah, the bar too, for sure. Like, I think for sure. Though I think it was later for Sheamus. It was more when Cesaro came around, right?
Yeah, because he's kind of floundering.
Yeah, he's floundering. And whereas Rusev has only floundered, and I think WWE's against it because he's one of those guys who's accidentally made his own success, right? Mm-hmm. Because someone said day at the end of, you know, so it's dumb. It's so fucking dumb. But I think, like, man, like, right now, like, the wrestling's always fine. It's never been amazing. But he looks good, he's got a good look, and he's got this balance of character. And I think he should have had Lana with him instead of Aiden English. And I bet his career I bet that arc would have been a little different. Because no one gives a fuck about Aiden English. Like, no, sorry, Aiden English. But Lana is gets heat in two different ways, right? Like, she's hot, and she can get heat on the mic. But maybe she doesn't do Rusev Day too. Maybe she doesn't come up with Rusev Day.
Well, right.
And the other half of this. Who's greater than CN and Zelina right now? Like, they're the best.
Yeah, they're fantastic.
I love both of these. If it's an intergender match, like, who gives a fuck? Rusev wins.
But
I don't know.
Aiden English was correct. He did get the crowd to cheer for Lana, which is impressive.
Yeah.
The whole Lana thing, getting the whole crowd to turn in her favor.
The Lana Day, the Lana chant, which Rusev started on the Mixed Match Challenge, is the best chant in wrestling right now.
So
you guys
know
Lana, yeah, Lana number one.
Yeah,
Lana is the best.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's so good, man. And I think, like, I'm into it. I mean, I think this is dumb. Like, I don't want to see. It doesn't make any sense to me to have Lana and Zelina. This is a SmackDown. Let's have Lana and Zelina wrestle 2 weeks in a row. For fucking what? Zelina never wrestled once in NXT.
Right.
Why put her in the fucking ring? I think there was the rumor was, like, whenever Jack Swagger was like, it was like, Lana is very unhappy just being a manager. Who gives a shit? Like, she's really good at being a manager. Like, you throw her out there every now and then, but why are we got 2 weeks of it? You get 1 week of it. That's a 1 week thing.
Well,
and now we're going to do an intergender match.
Rusev romance.
And that's, at least they're doing something. But, like, it's so dumb. It's so dumb because it's now happened so many weeks in a row that you have to. Like, now we're at the point where you go, oh man, there might be something wrong with Aiden. Like, Aiden might need therapy, or like physical therapy, I'm talking, like, not like psychological. Like, there might be something literally wrong with them, because only a fucking moron would keep doing it. But I thought last week was pretty good, because it's like they were in danger, right? So he came out anyway. This is shit. I guess probably Zelina and Almas win, because you're right, Aiden's going to be involved on this kickoff match. Sweet, sweet kickoff match.
So you see, you switch to...
I did, because I'm really buying into this Aiden English thing.
I'm going to take Rusev because... Joe, who you think?
See, the problem is I don't watch anything on the main roster at this point, except for the pay-per-view, so I have no idea what the momentum is like for this, so...
They're kind of pushing Almas.
Okay. So
Almas is getting a pretty decent. Like, he's kind of on that move, but it's a SmackDown push. So.
Well, he also needs to win his first feud. So I feel like that's the way to go.
Okay.
I'm also taking Almas because they're pushing him, and they just hate Rusev.
Okay.
That's fair. That's a fair. Super fair.
All right, so next let's do Baron Corbin and Finn Balor.
Don't care. I hope the ring explodes. I love this, that they found a way to make Corbin have fake heat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Rather than like the real Xbox heat he's had his entire career. My wife is like, the only thing that's cheerable for that guy was his great shirts. And she was not impressed. He's not wearing those shirts anymore. Now he comes out looking like fucking wrestling Scrooge McDuck or something. Finn was so hot at Royal Rumble, I don't give a shit. This whole fucking feud is based on nothing more than Baron Corbin thinks Finn Balor's short. This is the one match that I was saying like it has nothing.
Did Finn Balor, if he's being called short this whole time, bring up Corbin's hairline at all?
Well, he shaved his head before this feud. No. It's better. Here's what Finn Balor's been really going after: Baron Corbin's outfit. You're short. You're wearing a vest.
He has so many other worse flaws. He has a stomach that just like.
You talk about his weird fascination with watches. Like, there's a lot of stuff that could go down.
Yeah.
But here, and I'm gonna tell you this, like, this whole like Finn, who I think, again, I like Prince Devitt. Have never liked Finn Balor, but I think at Royal Rumble, even into WrestleMania, like I'm into it. Mm-hmm. Since that time. He smiles like the fucking Joker, and that's his entire shtick. He just has like the creepiest, weird touch smile on television. And it's like, he's creeping me out. I don't get it. Where is he with the club? Where's the club at? I think they're hurt. That's neither here nor there. Like, what are we doing with this guy? We're going to fight Baron Corbin? Baron Corbin just got heat. Why are we having him wrestle? Just let him be fucking talky bad guy for a little bit.
Why is he a constable?
Because Stephanie picked him. He's Stephanie's enforcer. Because Kurt Angle's a wild gun. This is a good bit. Here's the thing. Like, this is a good bit. Because you put Baron Corbin, who no one likes. He's like the little shit in your class. Like, the bully little shit. And then they gave him, like, a ton of authority. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, that's a good reason to hate him. Also, if the very bad authority is the one who does it, then he got a little bit of power. He's backed in a way that his power is legitimate. And he's a little shit. Like, it's good. And I also like that at least once he was like, well, I should get to be in that match, so they put him in that match. Like, that works. But who gives a fuck about this?
I like that.
Why isn't Barry Corbin using any of his powers to, like, make this difficult on Finn?
Yeah, that would have been better.
He should have done, like, something on a pole.
Judy Maddie.
Your whole thing is, like, he's too short and I'm very tall. Then you're like, you have to get something high up.
I like that Corbin's kind of been booked in these tag matches. Like he's strong enough to go toe to toe with Braun, and it's really good.
Good booking for Baron.
I also, you know what? Him stepping away from Brock was good.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually hate when people do it, but for Baron Corbin, that feels like that guy. A lot of talk. Well, he could get you, but like he's not fight thirsty. You know what I mean? Like, he wants to talk more than he wants to actually do it.
Right. I will say this about Baron Corbin. I do have a good thing to say about him, which is rare. He does that boss man slide really well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude, that slide is so good.
It's so good.
His slide is good, and the two spinny finishers, like the setup move and the finisher,
those both look great. Those are both good looking moves.
What's hurt Baron Corbin is that he looked like his hair was trying to make a breakaway. And like it was weird. And it was like weird, like ducktail sliding off the front of his head. And like his whole bit was like, I'm a little shit. Or I'm like, I'm real tough. I'm a bully. But like, not really. But not really, though. Like, I'm more like he's selfish. It was like being selfish is not in itself. I mean, it's a character trait for sure. But it's not a gimmick, you know?
Right.
Like, your gimmick can't be, like, I'm only looking out for myself. Well, if that's the case, you kind of need to do it every chance you get. And he didn't. So, like, I like now, it's like, what is Baron Corbin's bit? He's a bull. He's the official bully, and it's good for him. He's perfect for that. And he's a big dude. I hate on Baron Corbin a lot, but like the whenever he's on, you can see why everyone else likes him. Does that make sense? Yeah, like all the people definitely. Who praise him, you're like, why are they praising him? Whenever he's on, you're like, oh, I get it. But this match, come on. You're feuding over fucking what adverbs, you know? Adjectives. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I wish they would fight over the adverbs.
Yeah, I wish. It'd be a weird one.
All right, I'm going to take Baron Corbin and Joe. Who are you picking?
I'm going to go with Corbin just with like another like dirty finish.
Okay. Cliff?
Finn Balor.
Okay. And Kyle, you got who?
Finn.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about the Cruiserweight title match. Cedric Alexander and what's his name?
Drew Gulak. Fucking Soldier Ant, dude.
They're both great.
Who was excited? Someone was excited about this match when I mentioned. Was that Cliff?
No.
No one was. No one. I thought someone was excited about it.
You're making things up.
All right. Here's the thing. Are you guys watching 205 Live?
Or are you the one that's excited about it?
No, I'm not. But I do have things to say because that's my gimmick. All right.
You're good.
My gimmick is I have something to say about it. Are you guys watching 205 Live right now?
No.
No, I'm way behind.
Neither one of you seen the Mustafa Ali Buddy, what's his name? Buddy Rich, that's a drummer.
Buddy Murphy,
that Mustafa Ali Buddy Murphy, no DQ match?
No.
I saw it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's fucking amazing. Buddy Murphy was former NXT Tag Champ. And now he's the juggernaut of the 205, which I love.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming, but it was great.
It's great, and like kind of everyone has characters except for these two guys. Drew Gulak, like, I think has a lot of character. It's just like shit. That match in Evansville, they film it after SmackDown Live, right? Which is bad because everyone's so fucking tired of having cheered for the actual show. But my dude, who's a basic white girl wrestling fan, sorry, basic white girls for calling you out. When it happens,
that's the Kyle Starks on Twitter.
Yeah, are you talking about my friend, the Kyle Sparks? Shut up. I can't remember what the first match. I think it was What was the first match? Whoever the first match was, my dude was like, "What's happening here?" I'm like, "Yeah, they get to for real wrestle on 205. It's not like it was 6 months ago. Like, they get to for real wrestle now, so it's enjoyable for just the wrestling. But like Buddy Murphy's, Buddy Murphy's thing is, he's probably always at 208, like up until weigh-in, so he's physically stronger and heavier than everybody else, right?"
Right.
Like the Mustafa Ali's thing is that he's fucking great. He also comes out with like that sort of DJ Z like light up gear. Anyway, so that the Mustafa Ali versus Buddy Murphy's, I highly recommend. It's worth seeking out. There's a spot at the end which is so good. I can't believe I've never seen a WWE. But then I think about it, I'm like, no, who would have done that move? Nobody. The Evansville show was a four way, which I think was Gulak, Mustafa Ali, TJP, who can eat a dick. And who was the fourth guy? It sucks that I can't remember who the fourth guy is.
Gallagher?
It wasn't. I can't remember who it was. It doesn't matter. I mean, that's kind of the point. Unfortunately, it doesn't matter. That was a really good four-way. Like, they were doing really good matches. And I think, like, there's characters like you, like, look at Buddy Murphy's doing a bit that's pretty good, right? He's the 205 juggernaut, which is so funny because you're just like the fastest fat kid, right? Like, congratulations. But 205 Live is really good, and like, but this is what they're doing. And the thing is, like, the reason why I hesitate at all is because it seems like this venue. Oh, it was Hideo. It was Hideo who it was.
Okay.
Hideo looks fucking great. He looks fucking great. Hideo's thing is that he hates everybody. That's his gimmick. He hates all of you, and he wants to kick you in the face. Leo Rush is there. Like, Leo Rush is great. Leo Rush is too fast for 205 Live, even, which is really fascinating.
Yeah, he's very, very fast.
We've seen very him fast
in our early.
His shtick is entitled Little Shit, and it's good. Like, he's just an entitled little shit. He thinks he's great. 205 Live has things happening, and they're very subdued. Like, all of the sort of luchador guys that are there, Gran Metalik,
Lince Dorado.
Yeah, who's the former Cruiserweight champion? Kalisto. Kalisto. Those guys are now a group called Lucha House Party. It's fucking dope, man. They're Lucha House Party. My Live is real good right now, but no one's watching it. So this is what you get. You get Cedric Alexander, whose personality is nothing, versus Drew Gulak, who's a really good wrestler, but not really a cruiserweight.
Didn't Drew Gulak have that gimmick for a better two?
I think he's still doing it. And Drew Gulak has teamed with Gallagher and Brian Kendrick as sort of your three white bad guys, you know? And when he won this, he won that four-way, which was great, is those two guys still came out to congratulate him, which I thought is even the bad guys are actual friends on 205 Live. Like, there's actual, the groups have merit to them, you know?
There's cohesion.
Yeah, because if Seth is, he won. If Roman wins, is Seth going to run down and raise his hand?
Depends on the crowd.
It depends on the crowd is a good answer, but he's not going to. He should, though, right? Because they're pals. Like, that's the thing. This is Roman's big moment. It's just, think about when Benoit, don't mention him. But when Benoit won, remember the celebration?
Of him and Eddie, it was great.
Yeah, people came out, they're putting Benoit up on their shoulders. The thing is, now I'm saying, that's the thing that's missing. But, that's the thing that's kind of missing, right? Where's the friendship? Where's these groups? Everyone seems like they're on an island right now.
But it's that felt organic. And I think if you do that now, especially with Roman, someone that's like he does that, you will have people that are just like, this is great. Now they're trying to make us like it.
That's what we've all been saying for 5 years, my dude.
Yeah, but I remember they tried to make people feel bad for booing him when they would have someone with special needs ringside, and he would see them before his match. He would go over and greet them. And it's it wanted to make you feel bad for booing this guy who's hugging somebody in a wheelchair.
Yeah, but they didn't. They still booed him. They're all monsters. Anyway, I'm saying this match will be on the pre-show. You should watch it. It'll probably be interesting.
Who are you taking?
Alexander wins.
Alexander. I also take Alexander.
I'm gonna take the guy from Philly.
That's what I'm saying, local boy.
Yeah.
All right. Former guys that have used.
Oh, that's Cedric who does flippy flips. Is that what you said?
Yes.
He's the one who does flippy flips. Someone who's listening to this podcast is like, why did they fucking talk about 205 for so long? But I'm going to tell you, if you're a basic white girl WWE fan and you're only watching Raw and SmackDown, and you're like, yeah, but NXT is good. 205 Live is pretty good. They're the worst way to spend your hour in terms of what you get to watch on television. I would put 205 behind TNA right now and before SmackDown or Raw. If I had my druthers about what I had time to watch, I'd watch 205 Live third. Or no, fourth, because of Lucha. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry,
Lucha. Is great.
Lucha just killed a midget. I love it. Lucha's so funny. Lucha's everything I want. I turned my wife on and let's segue real quick. I would rather watch Lucha and TNA than if I had to choose between Lucha and TNA and WWE today, I would go with those two. And I think that's so fucked up. I think that's so unbelievably messed up.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that a year ago. You know?
Dude, I would have thought that 3 months ago. Whatever was the last time we did this, I was in no interest in TNA.
Yeah, once Kyle's picked it up, I knew it was going to be good.
It's you know what it is? I say it all the time at the Kyle Smarks, which is my wrestling. The thing that's so great about TNA right now is they are clearly trying to entertain me. Does it work? Does it look good? But they are outright, everyone who comes out there looks like they are trying. They are efforting my entertainment.
Yeah, Falaba.
Falaba's right. You know what? Listen. I would not pay money to see Fala Ba, but I'm stoked, because look at him go.
Oh, I saw
they're trying.
I paid money for him.
Did you hit your head?
No, I didn't, because I didn't. He was just there.
He's local to us.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, the monster.
Fala Ba's a perfect example, right? At least he's they're trying to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
I could see why people like him. Yeah.
Because he's trying. He's a big old panda boy.
Yeah. I just sound so bitter this entire time. Literally.
That's why. Is this why you haven't been here?
No, I just been watching. I haven't been watching anything. Like as far as the WWE, like this entire podcast is like fairly like catching me up on everything.
I think I've never said. I always say something worse about WWE. Right now, this window. What was the last pay per view? Money in the Bank.
Extreme Rules.
Yeah, something, you know, right? Let's just say since WrestleMania, which I think was maybe, you could make an argument, it was the worst WrestleMania of all time. From WrestleMania today, and I am forever complaining about how bad WWE is. This is the worst window of WWE in the last, since 15 years. Like, in a bad 15 years, where your highlights are what? You know what I mean? Like, we're going to be like, say, post CM Punk, right? Like, the sort of the post Jordan era, okay?
Yeah.
Like, so post CM Punk, because CM Punk was great. We've seen nothing good out of Undertaker. We've seen nothing good out of John Cena. Daniel Bryan had a decent run. Decent, not great, not all time, not historic in my opinion, but good. Like, good.
Mm-hmm.
That one WrestleMania with him was good, right? Where he won 3 matches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Almost, like, if you wanted to go, just look through, you're like, oh, here's the 3 good things that have happened in that time. In the last 3 years, the only time I remember getting really stoked was when they did the last, when they went back to 2 brands. And that was for 3 months before they fucked that up. Honestly, it was 3 months before they fucked up. It's like they quit, it wasn't anything anymore. It wasn't red versus blue. Right now is so, I always say the thing, like, right, like WWE is like McDonald's, right? They're not gonna effort very good because there's no, like, the ratings won't get better. And they don't want it to be bad because then they'll go down. So it's like everything's just right in the middle. Everything's lukewarm, right? Maybe certain guys come in, the New Day, the guys, Braun Strowman, who get themselves over, who make themselves, like, it just happens. It's organic somehow.
Well, Braun Strowman is just a cartoon character that runs around.
He gets it, though. That's the thing, though. He gets it. He gets it. Him grabbing that cake, man, him grabbing that base. You know, no one was like, you know, he was like, you know, it would be great if I hit Elias with a base. He said that because no one's like, do you think that Braun can hit someone with a base? No one thought that shit. He, you know, he was like, I can hit him with a base. But even Braun's run, like, Braun as a character is good, but his run has been mean. Like, there's nothing good in that run. You can't be like, remember that time?
Well,
you know what I mean?
All they care about is Roman and Brock.
No, that's not even true. They don't. I think like that's the thing, is like they put so much emotional energy in wanting to get Roman over. That's some of it. Oh, the Shield. The Shield was good, right? Wilger, the Shield was good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say it's so, like, you can sit there and go, these are the thing, like, in this time that were okay. And it's like, that's not how it should be. Because I couldn't tell you, like, let me pick the 2 best things out of Lucha Underground last year. I couldn't do it because there's a lot of good shit. Some of it was just like, remember that match? It's like, yeah. Do you remember that match in WWE? Was there a match this year that made you go, whoa? Not really, right?
The only SmackDown, was it last week?
Yeah.
With the bar?
No, I know. You were talking with the bar versus...
Yeah, that was really good.
There's so few and far between. Yeah, I'm just like, it's so few and far between.
I felt the whole feud of the New Day with their kind of involving with the Usos. I think all of those matches were really good.
And the Usos have been pretty good. But there's like, I don't know, like, it's, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, oh, there was that one, there was that one thing. Not like it's so bad right now that it's so, like, the point where it became truly bad is the point where even Shinsuke didn't matter anymore.
Right. And AJ kind of barely matters.
Yeah, AJ is the post office. He's going to show up. It's going to be good. But right now, he is leaning into generic redneck dad as your face. Like, it's like, all, you know, you're going to get a good match out of AJ. But it's like, look who he's wrestled. A good match out of John Cena. Congratulations. Is that going to the fucking history books? No. Like, you have a good match with everybody. Congratulations. But when we're gonna have that, like, I think that's why I'm excited about this match later.
Yeah.
Is that I feel like this is the one where we go, holy shit.
I hope so.
Because I think it's the first time that his partner is equal to him and isn't getting fucked over like Shinsuke.
All right, let's keep it going here.
Sorry, everybody.
No, it's good. The New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers.
The Bludgeon Brothers win because WWE sucks. We just said that. The Bludgeon Brothers are the tag team equivalent of Roman Reigns right now. WWE just wants them to do whatever the fuck they're supposed to do. But once they lose the title, they become so irrelevant.
I just hope they break them up and Harper can do his thing again.
What are they going to do with Rowan, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the problem.
Fire him.
Yeah, you would think, right?
Yeah.
Put him in the NXT Women's Division.
Make him shave his beard.
Harper's great. I feel like Harper the dude, you could have a real nice IC title run. He could always be hovering there. He would serve the function that, for whatever reason, they want Mojo or No Way Jose or, you know, some three guys that they're paying to be on the roster who aren't doing anything to be like these mid-card. But Luke Harper is actually a good wrestler and can actually make people look good. And he's big and he's intimidating.
Yeah, I liked him when he would just yell in the crowd, do the alligator roll.
He looked like, he looked like a guy you didn't want to mess with. Now he looks like a guy from a fantasy. A bad fantasy novel. Fucking self-published Amazon fantasy novel. Bludgeon Brothers win, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Joe, you picking them?
Yeah, they didn't say which members of the New Day do it, right? No. So if Xavier's in it, I think he's definitely going to get the pin. Yeah, he's what he does. Xavier's great. Also, man, the New Day's great. I think they would have a great if they had the secondary title and then also the tag titles at the same time. Well, that's not like keeping up with Tim.
We're talking like I want a stable, like the Undisputed Era, where two members have the tag belt, somebody else has another belt. It just looks good when they all walk out. They don't have to have it for an extended period of time, but it just looks really good. Like, oh, these guys are all good.
You know, I think the last, definitely Money in the Bank when we were talking. Oh no, we didn't do that. I want Kofi to win Money in the Bank. So
I know.
I can't go on, like, there's literally no one on either roster right now that one deserves a run, not with the title, but at the title, at the main title, more than Kofi Kingston. And I don't think there's anyone who would get a greater outcropping of love and affection from winning the heavyweight title than Kofi. I think Kofi is your Benoit Eddie Guerrero.
Yes.
I think he's that guy that when he wins, we all go, fuck yes.
I think finally, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, it'd be amazing. It would be fucking amazing, of course. Kofi can go. The thing with old Kofi.
I don't think you can have a face and a heel. Like, you can have like the New Day, obviously.
Yeah, they don't understand that.
It's fine. You can have those two people have a match and have it be amazing.
Yeah, they don't understand that. But even then, the New Day can go heel, and they do it in such a way like it doesn't even matter.
That's true.
Like, they're not even bad. They're just, like, rambunctious. but I just feel like I'd love to see – I remember several years ago, I think when The Shield was making their debut, the thing was, is like, man, WrestleMania 2020, main event, Big E versus Rusev. And I'm still for that. Like, I'm still for that match for the fucking heavyweight title because I think they're both great. And I think even right now you could start making that move. Of course, they're leaning into this other motherfucker who has no love behind him, which doesn't make any sense. I don't get the Roman thing, but it's like Big E's great. I feel like the only one of those three guys, and I know, I don't see Xavier as a heavyweight world champion, only because of what he's done in WWE today, right? Which is very little outside of Big E.
He would have to build up.
Yeah, he would need like a run. And I thought they were going to do that when he was in that tournament, the IC tournament.
It felt that way, but they did nothing with it.
No.
It's very WWE. But here's the thing. All these guys are great. Right now it's better than together because they're like one of the few things that when you hear that music, you go, sweet, here comes New Day. Or you see them backstage and they're doing something great. You're like, great, it's New Day. They're on the very short list of guys who you're stoked to see. And they're stoked whether they win or lose, which is part of the problem, right? That goes back to Who are we talking about? Oh, Velveteen Dream. It's the same problem. We love them whether they win or lose. So they can just lose. Sami Zayn was the same fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we still love him. Cesaro was the same thing. The crowd loves him. It doesn't matter if he wins. It does matter, though.
So that's why the New Day's in this match. It doesn't matter if he loses.
Though I could see them being like, the Bludgeon Brothers are not working on New Day.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Especially since if you look at the SmackDown, the fact that there's only one match here is so garbage. The SmackDown tag team roster is dope right now. It's super dope. What it's the Club, Breezango, the Bar, the Usos, Bludgeon Brothers.
Well, Dango's out.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying still though.
Sanity.
And Sanity, and there's one more, or there's a group that used to be a tag that you could put back. Real easy. I can't think of it. It's like that's six, not counting New Day. That's seven good tag teams. Why aren't we leaning into this shit, my dudes? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Right,
but that's
right,
okay. What's that?
There's no more Teddy Long.
Fair enough. Teddy Long also did not respect the actual tag team. So he's the one to put those guys together. he's a bringer together of people. Anyway. Yeah, fucking Bludgeon Brothers. I could see them losing, but I think they win because I think they become so irrelevant if they lose.
Yeah, I agree with you there. So bludgeons all around.
Bludgeons.
It's a bludgeon derby this match.
Oh, there will be.
Let's go to Shinsuke Nakamura and Jeff Hardy.
Does anybody hate Jeff Hardy like I do? I don't hate Jeff Hardy.
I find him boring.
Oh, you don't hate him? You find him boring?
No. Two separate people are talking on right now.
Oh, okay. Who doesn't hate him?
Me, Cliff. I don't hate Jeff Hardy.
Cliff, let me ask you a very important question. How do you feel about this eye makeup?
It's odd, but it doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you.
Yeah, that's why you don't hate him. It also doesn't bother my wife as much as it bothers me. So she's like, he's fine. I hate it.
I think
it's
just
so, it's so garbage. It's like such like a 14-year-old boy's idea of cool. That's what Jeff Hardy is.
I was gonna say.
And he does that thing where he does it. He closes his eyes, but he moves his head around like he's looking at shit. Yeah. Calm down, man. You gotta calm down.
Because he's 40.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, he's still 14.
Oh. He's literally 40. He's a year younger than your boy.
Now what about the contest?
I hate those too. Why is he leaning into all of this shit?
Midlife crisis.
No, because he's been doing. This isn't new. He was doing the fucking eye thing in TNA like crazy.
Yeah, he was.
Here's the thing about Jeff Hardy. I was actually just listening to an interview with. This is a weird thing to say. With Macaulay Culkin and Freddie Prinze Jr. talking about when Freddie Prinze Jr. was writing WWE, and he mentioned I was on the team writing when Jeff Hardy won the title. I loved that Jeff Hardy. I think about Jeff Hardy versus Umaga, that steel cage match, fairly often because it was so, like, I thought Jeff Hardy should have been champion before. And if I remember, there was a three-way with Triple H where he buried him. Like, he just buried him.
Yeah.
Should have been, like, this is when he should have got the belt. They buried him. But he did that match with Umaga, and it was so good. Like, there was no question. Like, now you have to do it, right? Like, that Jeff Hardy I love. The Jeff Hardy that left and went to TNA and made that weird pink belt. If you don't know what I'm looking about, you gotta fucking Google it. He got to design his own belt, and it's fucking terrible.
It was bad.
It's so bad, and like that was his thing. It's like this will be cool. This will be cool. Jeff Hardy is the one who's like, we gotta bring Will of the Wisp back, multiple times. Fuck that guy. That guy's fucking miserable. He doesn't wrestle good enough to get away with that shit. And if you're leaning into that shit as cool, it's not cool. It's aggressively not cool. So you are aggressively not cool. That's your gimmick.
He had that other personality with the weed whacker.
What was that? Oh, that was weird.
He looked homeless.
He's just like putting all the stuff together. Whenever Randy just murdered him, I was like, oh my God.
He just said it.
What happened? He fingered somebody?
Randy fingered Jeff's ears.
On SmackDown. Yeah. Oh yeah. Ugh. Randy, by the way, Randy is actually doing like Randy cares like this month.
What did you see?
Why is he not on this pay per view?
He's being investigated for sexual misconduct.
Oh yeah, that's right. Guess what? He did it. Spoilers. Yes.
Right.
Remember when he was cheating on his wife in the background of Total Divas? Remember that one?
Oh.
With JoJo.
Oh yeah.
Maybe 18. She was maybe 18. Anyway, he did it. It's just too bad. Like, this is the best Randy Orton's been. Randy Orton's actually this last 3 weeks is because first of all he came out and just destroyed Jeff's nuts for no reason. I'm into it. The next week he comes out, he destroys his nuts again, and then he sticks his finger through his stupid fucking stretchers. That's gross and mean.
I thought he was going to pull it off.
I thought he was going to, too. He's like, fuck. Then the next week he came out, and he gave that speech, which he forecast real bad, because I was at the place, and I was like, well, you know the real bad guy. So these kids kept turning around to talk to me. I was like, we're the real bad guys. And then he said it, and I'm like, see, I told you. But it's a good bit, right? When he's like, you guys are the real legend killers, not me. That's a pretty good bit.
Yeah.
And then, shy of handcuffing Stephanie McMahon, no, Triple H to the ring, and then kissing on his wife, his unconscious wife, which is some truly heelish bad guy moves, the greatest of all time. That's on the list of great heel runs, right?
Definitely.
He then wiped off Jeff Hardy's stupid makeup, and I love him so much right now. I've never popped so hard. I couldn't believe it was happening. Ugh.
I knew you were happy because you're just reading your tweets, I could tell you were happy.
Fucking that makeup, man. What is it? What's the point? At least I'm so in for Jeff Hardy, quote unquote, creatures of the night section of this current WWE run. So Randy Orton's not going to be in this match because it's kind of expected because he's getting. Is that right? He's definitely not going to be there?
That just came out today.
No, it was 2 days ago, right? Wasn't it?
Oh, was it two? Well, then it's. I mean, all those matches made before that got announced.
Yeah.
So there's a chance he was going to interfere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I thought he was going to interfere.
Imagine Shinsuke just wins.
Yeah. Definitely. Shinsuke. All around.
Yeah.
I think so too.